Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to Almost Famous, the podcast about fame with me, Barnaby Slater. Thanks so much for tuning in. If you haven't already, please do subscribe or follow the podcast and leave us a rating and comment in Apple Podcasts if that's where you're listening. Also, do give us a follow on Instagram at Almost Famous, the podcast. In series 5 of the show, I'm bringing you daily episodes called 15 Minutes of Fame, where I read out some of the most honest and controversial stories that celebrities have ever told. In today's episode, Oscar-winning actor Matthew McConaughey talks about when he decided he had to turn his career around, so started refusing huge amounts of money to do more romantic comedies, in the hope of eventually starting to get credible movie roles, a decision that led to him winning the Best Actor Oscar for his role in Dallas Buyers Club. I hope you enjoy it. A year went by. Dozens of romantic comedy offers came my way. Only romantic comedy offers came my way. I read them out of respect, but I stayed the course, stuck to the plan, and ultimately passed on them all. Just how puritanical was I about it? Well, I got a $5 million offer for 2 months' work on one. I read it. I passed. Then they offered $8 million. Nope. They then offered $10 million. No thank you. Then $12.5 million. Not this time, but thanks. Then $14.5 million. Let me reread it. And you know what? It was a better script. It was funnier, more dramatic, just an overall higher quality script than the first one I read with the $5 million offer. It was the same script, with the exact same words in it, but it was far superior to the previous ones. I declined the offer. If I couldn't do what I wanted, I wasn't going to do what I didn't, no matter the price. A sense of humour helped me cope, a strong woman by my side kept me steadfast, and an infant son and newborn daughter to raise kept me busy. Together, they all helped me navigate my self-induced hiatus from Hollywood. I continually had to reinforce my belief that my holdout was a form of delayed gratification, that today's abstinence was an investment that would give me ROI tomorrow, that my personal protest was going to mail residuals to my soul down the road, that I was, as Warren Buffett says, buying straw hats in the winter. But being out of the limelight, not working, was taking its toll. I've always needed work for my own sense of self-significance. For 18 years, I'd had the honour of being addicted to acting and making movies, and now, without it, my dependency on it was causing a good amount of anxiety. With each rom-com offer that came in, I couldn't help but think about the opportunity to work again, on anything. My need for immediate personal accomplishment had me fighting against the temptation to do what I had always felt privileged to be able to do in the first place, while fighting for the necessity to have my art, my work, more resemble myself and my life. 10 more months went by. It was evident that the industry, the studio heads, the producers, the directors, the casting agents, all of them, had gotten my message, because now nothing came in.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
No rom-coms, nada. Not one single offer for anything. A total of 20 months had passed where I said no to anything that had defined my brand before. Rom-com guy? No. Shirtless on the beach guy? Nope. No beaches or paparazzi in Austin. For 20 months, I did not give the public or the industry any more of what they had banked on me to give them. No more of what they expected and even assumed to know. For 20 months, I removed myself from the public eye. At home in Texas with Camilla, I was raising Levi and Vida, gardening, writing, praying, visiting old friends, spending time with family, and recoiling from relapse. The industry didn't know where I was, just what I wasn't doing. Out of sight, I was out of mind. It seemed I was forgotten. Then, after just shy of 2 years of being gone from the industry and sending a very deliberate message to Hollywood as to what I was not anymore, I suddenly and unexpectedly became something. A new good idea. The anonymity and unfamiliarity had bred creativity. Casting Matthew McConaughey as the defense attorney in The Lincoln Lawyer was now a fresh thought. Going to McConaughey for the lead in Killer Joe was now a novel notion. Richard Linklater called me for Bernie. Lee Daniels came to me for The Paperboy. Jeff Nichols wrote Mud for me. Steven Soderbergh called for Magic Mike. Yes, by saying no. The target drew the arrow. I was remembered by being forgotten. I had unbranded. I was a rediscovery, and now it was time to invent. My sacrifice complete, I had weathered the storm. Organized, I knew what I wanted, and I was ready to respond. It was time for me to say yes and rebrand. Fuck the bucks. I'm going for the experience. I received a call from Martin Scorsese, offering me the two-day role of the broker mentor Mark Hanna to Leonardo DiCaprio's Jordan Belfort in the film The Wolf of Wall Street. When I read the script and saw that Mark Hanna's secret to successful stockbrokering was cocaine and hookers, I took flight. Delusional or not, anyone who believes that could have an encyclopedia written about him. So I started writing it. In what was originally scripted as a much shorter scene, I went off into a lunatic to the marvellous musical riff-rap that ended up being what's in the film today. Scorsese let me play, and DiCaprio teed me up. And that chest-bumping hum tune? That was something I was doing before each take to relax and keep my rhythm. It was Leonardo's idea for me to do it in the scene. I'd love to know what you think of Matthew McConaughey. He seems to divide opinion. He was laughed at a lot back when he was the rom-com guy and pat by the press a lot when running with his shirt off all the time on the beach. But clearly he's an excellent actor, and for me is a great example of how anything is possible when it comes to backing yourself and making changes in your life, as long as you have a strong belief in chasing exactly what you want to do. Let me know your thoughts on Matthew McConaughey and any of these episodes of 15 Minutes of Fame in the Apple Podcast comment section or by posting to our social media, Instagram, at Almost Famous the Podcast. Also, please do press that subscribe button and rate the podcast on Apple Podcasts and check out my other show, It's Your Funeral, a lighthearted look into the most important day of our guests' afterlives, and give it a follow on Insta at pod It's Your Funeral. Thanks so much for listening, And remember, there'll be a brand new episode of Almost Famous's 15 Minutes of Fame every weekday morning. Goodbye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.